This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. Is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I told you in the pregame I'd be talking about Kirsten Powers, but we'll save that for right after my Bill O'Reilly interview. I want to make sure I get it in. I was with Bill earlier today. Without further ado, number one in cable news for 16 straight years, an amazing guy, number one in bookstores with Killing ESS, the great Bill O'Reilly.
All right, Wayne Allen Root with the great Bill O'Reilly here on Monday, as always. 16 years in a row, number one in cable news, and we are so proud and honored to have him on Newsmax TV and on my show, Wayne Allen Root. Bill, welcome. Hope you had a great weekend.
Thank you, Wayne.
So the topic's still in the news. They never seem to go away. They're like Freddy Krueger. They keep coming back and coming back relentlessly. The migrant caravan never goes away. There's multiple caravans. What should Trump do, in your opinion?
Well, let me tell you the update that we have. I asked my staff to investigate what's really happening there with the caravan, because the national news agencies don't care. So they're not investigating. They're not figuring out who's funding all this. Now we learned that the migrants were bused from Mexico City up to Tijuana. Bused, right? That costs a lot of money. All right, what's behind it? So on the No Spin News tonight, we're going to break a number of things, but I can give you a preview. There's a Chicago-based organization that we believe is behind the funding for this migrant operation. All right? In the past, the Chicago-based operation has received money from George Soros and his Open Society Foundation, as we implied was probably the case.
And yes.
In fact, in 2009, let me get this stat here. In 2009, the Open Society Foundation gave this group in Chicago, which we will name tonight, $2.5 million. That was in 09, so you can assume that they've been getting money ever since. And it's a lot of money. So there, as we suspected from the very beginning, and I'm sure you did as well, there's big, big far-left money behind this migrant movement. Okay? And the goal is to crash the U.S. immigration system on the southern border. Crash it. Because they know that 5,000 migrants, all of whom would ask for asylum, they can't process those people, and the U.S. government can't house them. So now what's happened is the Trump administration has ordered San Ysidro sector to stop all entries and departures. 100,000 people a day. Stopped. Dead. What that'll do is create unbelievable chaos in Baja California, particularly Tijuana, where the residents are already almost rioting that these thousands of migrants have come into town. All right? The Tijuana residents don't want them there. So now it looks to me like the Trump administration is going to create a humanitarian crisis for Mexico on the border, because Mexico obviously allowed these people through. They didn't have to do that, but they chose to do it. So that's where we are right now.
All right. Jim Acosta, where are we with Jim Acosta? It seems like Trump will not give up on this one. He doesn't want him in the press briefing room.
Yeah, they're playing with it. The Trump administration is playing with CNN. That's what's behind it. They could ice Acosta. They could give him his credential back, and he could sit there and never get called on. But they want, the Trump administration, want the issue to continue, because they feel it stokes up their base and hurts CNN. So the judge ruled that due process was violated because Acosta didn't receive a warning or an explanation before his credentials were pulled. So the White House now is saying, okay, we're going to pull him again because we believe they violated all our rules, which we'll put out there. So they're basically daring CNN to take it into the federal system on its merits, not on a violation of due process. And the Trump administration, if they lose, so what, right? So they want to create chaos at CNN. They want to create the perception that the press is out to get President Trump.
And the third topic of the day, Brenda Snipes, who now says she's resigning. And it's all because of racism. And you know that famous saying I've always believed is so true. What's the definition of a racist? Anyone winning an argument with a liberal. And so I wanted to get your take on how much racism, quote unquote, is involved in this one.
I wish Brenda Snipes well. I don't know her. I don't care about her, Wayne. From the very beginning, I said to my audience that this was a bogus story. There wasn't going to be any overturn of the gubernatorial and senatorial race in Florida, that the Republicans won, and that's the way it was going to stand, and that's exactly what happened. And Brenda Snipes can run around all day long. The more important story is a woman named Kirsten Powers said on CNN over the weekend that any white woman who supports President Trump or voted for him is a racist. That is the more important story. That again, CNN has this cauldron of haters, and they are spreading hate and attacking innocent American voters all day, every day. That's the bigger story than Brenda Snipes, with all due respect.
And by the way, how bizarre is it, Bill O'Reilly, that you could be called a racist when the President of the United States, who I support, has created the lowest black unemployment and the lowest Hispanic unemployment in history? If he's a racist, he's the worst at it of any racist in the history of the world.
Well, they use it as a shield that if you disagree with them, the far left, that you're a bigot, a racist, a sexist, whatever it may be. All right, that's what they do. I wish every American would understand that. Maybe half the country knows what's happening, but the other half doesn't. It's vile, but it's creating hate. And if I were the Trump administration, I'd concentrate on that. If you have a television network that is trafficking in hate, all right, that ought to be exposed.
All right, Bill O'Reilly, always great wisdom, always appreciated, number one in cable news 16 years in a row, and also a fabulous author, the best-selling, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Bill, are you now the best-selling nonfiction author in the history of the United States of America with your new book and your whole series, Killing, this one, Killing the SS. Are you number one in history?
Yes, I am the best-selling author in the USA and Albania and most other countries around the world. Killing the SS, number one again next Sunday. On the New York Times bestseller list. I thank everybody who supported the book. I thank you for reading the book, Wayne. And, you know, if you know anyone who likes history for Christmas or Hanukkah, Killing the SS, you're not going to get a better gift for the history person than that. And I appreciate you mentioning it, Wayne. Very nice of you.
Oh, listen, I'm buying that book for my Jewish friends who are mostly liberal. And number one, they're going to love it because it's fantastic if you're Jewish to read about Killing the SS. But number two, it's going to drive them absolutely batty because they're going to open a gift for Hanukkah that has Bill O'Reilly's name on it. They're liberals. So I win on both counts. Winner, winner, winner.
Yeah, give them a little
winner, winner, chicken dinner.
You know, the Forward, which is the main Jewish newspaper, they don't want to do anything on me. You know, that was an eye-opener. I thought the Forward would be all over this. But it's for liberal politics. That's the name of the game that overrides, it seems, Jewish legacy. And it's a shame.
It is. But you have the Jewish American that matters on your side. Wayne Allyn. Bill O'Reilly, have yourself a great day. Thanks for all the wisdom. All right, Wayne Allyn, welcome back. A little fun I had with Bill there. But I meant every word of it. It wasn't a comedy. I just love giving away Bill's book to all my liberal Jewish friends. I love it. I happen to be Jewish by birth, and I have a lot of liberal relatives and friends, and they'll just freak that a book that's very pro-Israel, very pro-Jewish, could have been written by a Jewish guy, written by Bill O'Reilly, and they think he's the conservative devil. That's what liberals think. It's crazy. But I'm going to give it to them, and they'll open it for Hanukkah or under their Christmas tree, and they'll go, Bill O'Reilly, Wayne Root gave us Bill O'Reilly, and then they'll see the book
is called Killing the SS, and they'll realize it's a very wonderful book for a Jewish person to read about their legacy and their history. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly. Great stuff. I told you I'd get to Kirsten Powers when we got back, so here we are. She was on CNN, a panel hosted by Don Lemon. Oh, that's a real winner. And Don Lemon was attempting to figure out why white women supported President Trump in the 2016 election. Trump won 52% of the vote from white women compared to 43% by Hillary Clinton, or for Hillary Clinton. Powers insisted, this Kirsten Powers, anyone who votes for Trump's a racist, even if they only voted for him because they greatly dislike Clinton. I think one of the first things that people say that they support him for reasons other than his racist language, and they'll say, well, I'm not racist, I just voted for him because I didn't like Hillary, and I just want to say that doesn't make you not racist, Powers asserted. It actually makes you a racist. If you support someone that's racist, that makes you racist, so I just want to establish that. This is how bad liberals are, and they don't understand why they lost the election. And I don't believe they won the midterms. First of all, if it wasn't for massive ballot fraud and millions of illegals voting, we would have won 5 or 6 new U.S. Senate seats. It was clear on the election night we won 5 or 6 new seats. And second of all, they stole 18 congressional seats, House seats, after we were leading on the night of the election, plus two U.S. Senate seats we were leading. So the shenanigans with the Democrats are just unreal. And Republicans are idiots if they're not willing to talk about it out loud. But I am. Cheating, massive voter fraud, massive ballots show up out of the blue to win elections, just the right amount they need. All right, Landis Tax Group is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Sam Landis saved my life and my bacon twice when the IRS came after me under Obama and tried to destroy me. And he beat back the whole U.S. government and the whole Internal Revenue Service. Amazing. Call him. You'll be shocked at how reasonable the cost is. You even get attorney-client privilege. You can tell him anything. It can't go anywhere. You get a free consultation. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. Now he's got the website, 800-WE-HELP-YOU.com, the letter U. Call Sam Landis, 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable was evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code Root to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
War now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, in honor of all the purple states around the United States, we want to turn them back red. I'm in purple tonight. Purple tie, purple shirt, dark blue jacket. Purple night for Wayne Allen Root. The sponsor of this show is ECI Development. They're all about obtaining a residency in another country in case things go bad, just in case. They should rename this company, justincase.com. That would be a good website. Justincase.com. Just in case America goes to hell in a handbasket, you got to have a backup plan, and ECI Development gives you the backup plan. All you need is one election to go the wrong way. Heck, they wrote this ad before the election. Will you be ready to protect your family and yourself then? If you need to take refuge outside the USA, where will you go? You must have a safe place to land. Set up your plan B right now and get a residency abroad. Number one place in the world to get a second residency right now is Panama. It's simple. It's easy. It's affordable. They use the U.S. dollar. It's a quick flight away. Find out how. Request this free guide to second residences around the world so you can be prepared. And the first 50 responders also receive Planting Your Flag in Panama handbook for free. 800-290-3028. 800-290-3028. Call this toll-free number, 800-290-3028, or go to listentowayne.com. Listentowayne.com. All right. It is about 8:24 on the East Coast, 5:24 on the West Coast. Hour number three of my national radio show called War Now, but we call this hour the Power Hour on USA Radio because we're joined by Newsmax TV. We love to have our huge Newsmax TV audience, over 50 million homes and counting, over 60 million starting in just 2 weeks when we're joined by some Comcast Xfinity homes, and then we get 20 million more in the beginning of 2019, so we'll be in 80 million homes. How cool is that? I'm Wayne Allen Root, your relentless warrior, your conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior, your SOB son of a butcher, and your capitalist evangelist. Isn't it funny how Obama when I went to Columbia University, he was my classmate, and the guy just... Everyone I knew at Columbia, every person I knew at Columbia was an extreme liberal, otherwise known as a socialist, Marxist, communist, Bolshevik, whatever word they wanted to use. They all hated America. And they all hated capitalism, wanted to bring it down. And now he's a billionaire. It's out today that him and Michelle have built a $1 billion brand with a B. They get paid so much for speeches, like $400,000 a speech, and you know $25 million and $50 million respectively for book deals, and a $50 million deal with Netflix. That they are now billionaires, or close. They're on their way to being billionaires. Isn't it amazing how great capitalism is? Isn't it amazing how great it is to preach socialism in a capitalist country? Isn't it amazing how you made everybody else poorer and you got that rich? Amazing. I'm the capitalist evangelist, and Obama can buy and sell me 10,000 times over. And you know what? I don't have any problem with that. I don't have a jealous bone in my body. I've never been jealous of great Americans like Sheldon Adelson. You name the billionaire. Never jealous of their money. But how could you be that rich and claim you're liberal? Why don't you give your money away? Why doesn't Barack Obama take that $1 billion, his new $1 billion, and give it away to poor people? Because they never do. They keep their money, and then they ask government to redistribute your money, and then they ask government to pay for all the poor people, but they don't pay a thing. And it really has been like this since the beginning of time. Liberals are just total, complete hypocrites, total, complete, not in my backyard. They all live in fancy homes, behind walls, behind gates, or in a doorman building that you can't get upstairs. They don't worry about the invasion of illegal aliens. They don't worry about an invasion of Muslim refugees. None of it will ever touch their children who go to fancy private schools. They don't take the subways. They ride around in limousines, and they fly in private jets or first class in airplanes. They don't have to sit next to those Muslim refugees they're letting in the country. They don't have to sit next to people on welfare or food stamps. They never see them other than if they hire them as a maid to clean their toilet bowl. Other than that, rich people don't ever touch the poor, unwashed masses. And most of these rich people are liberals. They're complete hypocrites. Complete. And Obama is the biggest one of all. The minute he bought, the minute he rented his new house in Washington, D.C., right down the street from President Trump, he put a wall around it. He built a brand new wall. What a hypocrite. So the country can't have a wall, but you can have one. What a disgrace. All right, we're taking calls for the rest of the show. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. It's your lucky day if you're watching right now, because our lines are always full every show, from the first minute of the show to the last minute of the show. Tonight, there's lots of lines open, I guess because it's Thanksgiving weekend, or Thanksgiving week. Today's Monday, can't be a weekend. But it's Thanksgiving week, and we're getting close to the holiday, and a lot of people are out doing stuff, right? They're out on vacation, or they're getting ready for a vacation, or they're getting ready to host family, or they're getting ready to buy the big turkey so that they could put on a big dinner, or they're getting ready to take days off from work and relaxing, and they're dreaming of holidays, holiday spirit. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Happy holiday, everyone. I'll be here today and tomorrow, 2 hours a day for Joe Pags, guest hosting as well, and then I'll be gone Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, back next Monday. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and we'll take in calls when we get back. 833 Wars Off.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News.
A police officer is in critical condition after a shooting at a Chicago hospital. The shooter is dead and at least three others are in critical condition. This woman heard the shooting.
It was like pow, 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 pow. It was
extreme, and it was very loud, and it was close.
That audio courtesy of WBBM-TV in Chicago. The Pentagon is set to begin a drawdown of its 5,800 troops from the southwest border. That's at least according to Army Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan, who is running the mission from San Antonio, Texas. Democratic Senators Richard Blumenthal, Sheldon Whitehouse, and Mazie Hirono filed a lawsuit Monday to block President Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general. The senators argue that Whitaker's appointment is in violation of the Constitution. It should be noted former President Barack Obama made these same sorts of appointments, and none of these three Democratic senators filed a lawsuit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at TopLoss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Broadcasting across
across the country on USA Radio Network. Live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. I was just taking a look at some of the news of the day, and the liberals are active out there, and they've got to kill themselves. They really are. And I don't mean suicide in a physical sense, but I mean political suicide. You know, they've now got the House, and they're going to just squander it. I promised this from the beginning. On the night they won the House, I said that they're going to be fighting with each other, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is going to try and stab the moderates in the back. And there are no moderates in the Democratic Party, but they're moderate compared to her. They're not moderate compared to the Republican Party, not moderate compared to me, but they're moderate compared to the absolute extremists like Ocasio-Cortez and Maxine Waters and some of the nuttier ones. And they're all going to be at each other's heels, biting and slashing with knives and shooting with guns, even though they claim to be anti-gun. They're going to be shooting rhetorically with bullets. And they're just going to ruin themselves. And now you've got a fractured Democratic Party fighting over Pelosi's bid for House Speaker. I have no doubt she's going to win. But you've also got a lot of people arrayed against her, including Ocasio-Cortez. And you've also got Donald Trump weighing in that he supports Nancy Pelosi. He's going to get her the Republican vote she needs because she deserves to be the House Speaker. Trump is brilliant because it's such incredible psychology warfare. You know, he's, you know, she's his biggest enemy and his biggest foil. And he's telling her, I'm on your side. And either, you know, either it's going to mess up her mind, as they all have been for the last 2 years, nuts because of Trump. And, it, you know, it's just psychological warfare. And he's either going to mess up her mind or she's going to feel like, you know, she's going to owe him something, a little bit of guilt. And it's going to be very confusing to everyone involved. But in his mind, I think what it really is she's going to be reinstalled as House Speaker and everybody hates her. And so, number one, the people who are young and hungry and leftist in the Democratic Party just got elected. They're going to be nipping at her heels while she's House Leader, and they're going to cause all kinds of unrest. And the Republican electorate out there hates her so much, she'll be the focal point of our election in 2020. We'll aim all the, you know, all the arrows at her. And so if you got somebody new, you couldn't aim the arrows at them. You could always name them and aim them at Nancy Pelosi. So Trump is brilliant, and it's just going to be fun to watch for the next 2 years. Good for talk radio, that's for sure. U.S. Gold Bureau is the sponsor of this segment of the show. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. So you know you could trust them because the state of Texas chose them, and they trust them. And Wayne Root trusts them. They help hundreds of thousands of people a year to learn about and buy and sell precious metals. They've teamed up with me, and they've created the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. So if you've never owned gold or silver coins before, this set includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins. You get to start, most people start the collection with one coin. You start day one with 100 coins, fresh from the U.S. Mint, in brilliant, uncirculated condition. All the coins are investment quality, and you get the coins at actual dealer cost. They show you their invoice. Whatever U.S. Gold Bureau pay for it, you pay for it. So you don't pay a penny over wholesale cost, which means you start out ahead of the game. And that includes free shipping, that includes free delivery insurance, and every order gets a free official U.S. Mint storage box that holds 500 coins. What a way to start your coin career, your coin hobby, collecting hobby. Go online at usgoldbureau.com/root, tell them Wayne Root sent you, or call 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. Thank you, U.S. Gold, for sponsoring the show. Let's grab calls. We got lots of them now. I told you we had open lines, and you all responded. I love my viewers. I love my listeners. Rob in Maryland on line one wants to talk about the Maryland elections. Hey, Rob, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. It's great talking to you again. Hey, let me tell you, man, I'm still crying in my beer. Maryland, I think, is now worse than California. They went crazy with Democrats. They kicked out Republicans. And I think what happened was, and I got to admit this, the president himself has said this, Democrats stick together. They stick together. They got their act together. Republicans and conservatives did not. And I think what they did was, sorry if I'm talking too much, but I'm going to get in all the way. I got to say, and then I'll keep quiet. They were so angry with Larry Hogan for being this, I don't know, I can't say it on the air, but...
Well, he's your Republican governor. Make sure everybody knows who Larry Hogan is. Republican governor.
He's a Republican governor, but very, very weak. Very weak. He actually spoke out against President Trump. It was bad enough that he didn't side him, but he actually spoke out against him. So the conservative crowd got so angry, they just didn't go out and vote. And the guys, we had young guys, this really got me ticked off. We had young guys, 30-something, their fathers helped them out. They waged a wonderful campaign, and two very, very selfish, old battle-axe Democrat women got in, and they didn't bother to give up their seats. I am so angry with those two women. They got to be pushing somewhere in their 70s. They've been in for like 30 years. I can't think of anything more selfish than someone who refuses to give up public office.
Refuses to give up power. Power. Listen, I gave a speech in front of the Wyoming GOP this weekend. I flew to Sheridan, Wyoming. And here's what I said to him. I said, the only way we save America is with national voter ID and with term limits. We got to limit all politicians and all Congress people to two terms, one term in office, one term in prison. And the crowd gave me a standing ovation. They loved it. It's kind of a joke, a standard joke of mine for 20 years now, but it's so true. We need term limits so badly, one term in office, one term in prison is kind of tongue-in-cheek, but we need term limits. You can't stay in office till you're 100 years old, till they're pushing you around in a wheelchair and you die in your wheelchair. That's not what political office is supposed to be. We need citizen politicians who go there, do their business, then come back home again after one or two terms. That's what we need in America, and the only way to achieve that is with term limits. But, Rob, I will say I'm not going to just blame Democrats. Part of the blame for all the losses in Maryland, all the blue states, Maryland, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maine, California, Oregon, Washington, part of the reason is A lot of election fraud, massive election fraud, B, illegal aliens voting, but C, I got to put blame on the Republican Party too, and that's the next few columns I'm going to write. Republicans brought this upon themselves. Number one, the tax cut. I love the tax cut, but I wanted a part two for individuals, and I said this on TV many times. The tax cut helped corporations, but it did almost nothing for the average person. Now, unlike Nancy Pelosi, I don't call that peanuts. I don't call that, you know, what was the word she used? I can't remember the word now. She said it was just a pittance, but I can't remember the exact word she used. Crumbs. That was it. Crumbs. It's not crumbs. It's good when you get money back, but if you're going to make people happy by giving them $100 a month back, why don't you give them $1,000 a month back? Trump could have guaranteed an election win if he did that. So number one, it wasn't enough for tax cut for the middle class. And number two, it totally, completely, just destroyed middle-class people and rich people and business owners in all the high-tax blue states because you took away their state income tax deduction. So they're all mad. So they all stayed home or they voted Democrat. So I could have told you it was going to lead to massive losses among Republicans in California, Republicans in New York, Republicans in New Jersey, Republicans in Illinois, Republicans in Maryland. It was a slaughter out there, and the tax bill is what led to it. It was short-sighted. Yeah, it would cause California a lot of pain. You hate California. But we had a lot of California congressmen. We lost them all. So between the voter fraud, the illegal voting, and dumb decisions as far as the tax cut not helping middle class enough, and the tax cut being aimed right at people in blue states, you created a lot of enemies. You brought this upon yourselves, Republicans, and then you never sent out texts to get the vote out. You have no ground game at all. You fielded too many crappy candidates. Democrats fielded much better candidates. I think Democrats had 235 candidates that were either ex-CIA or ex-military. So they stand there, they stand at attention, they claim they love America, there's always a flag behind them, and they fool people into believing it's ex-military. What a good candidate. But he's a commie. Who cares if he's ex-military? There's a lot of bad socialists and communists and Marxists inside the CIA and inside the military. They've infiltrated. So these are the guys that were running for office, and they fielded good candidates who looked good, but they're all liars. They're deceptive. Every time that Project Veritas, that kid O'Rourke, got a sneaky little spy inside with any Democratic candidate, they all said the same thing. Oh, we just say that to the people. We really are total liberals. We're just trying to act moderate. They're all liars. So they fielded much better candidates who are much better at a message. They all coordinate together. Democrats stick together, as Rob said. And we brought it upon ourselves by having lousy candidates, lousy ground game, lousy get out the vote, and then a tax plan that really hurt us in blue states badly because people got, you know, people were angry because they lost their deduction. So, of course, they're not going to vote Republican. Stupid, short-sighted. We could have done better. Thank you, Rob. Ronnie in North Carolina, you're on with Wayne Root, line two. Ronnie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
how are you, Wayne?
Very good. What's on your mind tonight, Ronnie?
I got a question for you.
Yep.
You know how the illegals, they get their money together and they pay this person. I think he's called a coyote. Well, Mr. O'Reilly said a while ago that George Soros was the one who struck the bill. Do they go to jail like the damn coyote does?
Does George Soros go to jail? You're saying because he paid for it all?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, listen, I'm with you. Look, I think George Soros is an enemy of the people. I think his picture should be in the post office. I think he should be America's Most Wanted. I think he's a traitor to the United States. I think he's a terrible person. But you got to prove it. And evidently, nobody proves it. Rich people giving money to an organization that helps poor people and helps illegal aliens is not a criminal offense. Now, if that organization helps illegals sneak across the border, I guess you could make a case that's traitorous actions. But all I'm telling you is nobody's made the case in the justice department anyway that George Soros has done something that should get him in trouble and should go to prison. They need to make that case. You don't get arrested and put your picture doesn't get put in the post office until they make that case. All right, we're taking a quick break. When we get back, more calls. Wayne Allyn, Warren Al, USA Radio. By the way, those of you watching, if you wonder how to listen to me, just go to usaradio.com and you press the button that says Listen Live. And you listen to me live anytime you want that I'm on. 3 to 6 West Coast time, 6 to 9 East Coast, 5 to 8 Central. usaradio.com. Press Listen Live. Or get the app called TuneIn and plug in KBDT and you listen live. Warren Al, RootForAmerica.com. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
War now. Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Here's my prediction. Welcome back, Wayne Allyn Root, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. The Democrats will self-destruct. Now that they control the House, there's going to be bitter infighting. Whoever's in the lead, whoever has control, whoever has the chairmanship, everybody's backbiting and fighting, whereas the party that's in the opposition is usually, you know, together, fighting as a team, because they have one goal in mind, taking back the control. Once you take back the control, it's every man for himself or herself, and everybody's stabbing each other in the throat. That's what's going to happen with the Democrats. They're doing it right now with Nancy Pelosi, although I have no doubt she will come back as the House Speaker. By the way, congratulations to Rick Scott for winning in Florida. Congratulations for Ron DeSantis for winning in Florida as governor. Rick Scott is senator, the actual sitting governor, now becoming United States senator. Nice resume for Rick Scott, right? Put on your resume. You're once CEO of one of the biggest, I believe, health insurance or hospital organizations in America. And then you became governor of Florida, and then you became United States senator of Florida. I mean, that's pretty damn cool. And congratulations to Brian Kemp in Georgia, who was on this show. And it'll beat back Stacey Abrams, who refused to concede. Lack of class. What a classless woman. Terrible person. Cinegenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They're going to keep me young, so if I do want to run for senator, governor, like 5 or 10 years from now, I'll look great because it's Cinegenics, man. I'm sticking with them for the rest of my life. They taught me how to eat differently. They taught me how to exercise differently. They taught me how to take vitamins differently. They introduced different vitamins to me. They taught me about hormone therapy. They taught me to eat more than I've ever eaten, and I've lost weight. They taught me to work out less than I've ever worked out, and I gained muscle. I look great. I feel great. I'm like Popeye under the suit. Thank you, Cinegenics. If you're free, no-obligation consultation, tell me you want the Wayne Root treatment. Call 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older. Or register at Cinegenics.com, Cinegenics.com, C-E-N-E, Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, Cinegenics.com, 888-YOUNGER. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. What a great Christmas gift for someone in your life who works hard like me, puts in 10, 12, 14, 16-hour days. Get him Cinegenics. He can look years younger. Get her Cinegenics so she can look years younger. I look 10, 15 years younger because Cinegenics. And the proof is on this TV show, 888-YOUNGER. All right. Let's take some calls. Let's take Mark in Texas, line 4. Mark, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
This good. What's on your mind tonight?
So it's a, well, I was listening. I was flicking around the Internet, and I found you.
And you said something about Barack Obama and the hypocrite and all that. I totally so agree. First of all, I am retired military, so I know something about having a commander-in-chief.
Thank you for your service, by the way, your sacrifice for the country.
Thank you. It was embarrassing to see the damage that Barack Obama did to the presidency, and they try to say that Trump has done such bad for the presidency, but it was terrible that we were on our knees, and I thank God that Trump decided to get off his billionaire status and run for president, because I think he is putting us back on our feet. Our economy is doing great. I am so proud of this guy. I just cannot believe how amazing it is to have somebody like Trump take time out of his life to do something for his country, which I don't think he did a lot for his country before then, but you can't sit there and judge him for that. You've got to judge him on what he's doing now, and he is doing a phenomenal job. I'm proud to know that he is our commander-in-chief. I love the guy. He's always telling us how much he loves us.
These rallies that he did, when have you ever seen a president? Oh, wow.
Hey, Mark, we're starting to lose you. I don't know. You must be on a cell phone, and somehow you've gone out of range. You were great for 99% of that, but the last 1%, we lost you. So let me give you my response to that. First of all, obviously, I agree with you. Obviously, Trump is fantastic for the military. He's done great things for the military. He loves the military. He loves soldiers. He loves people who fight for our country. He's a great patriot. All good stuff. The only thing I disagree with you a little bit on, you said before he became president, he probably didn't do much for his country. I guess you meant as far as he was never in the military, but being in the military is not the only way you could do something for your country. I've never been in the military, yet I've always loved and honored and respected the military. My dad was in the military, but I graduated high school in 1979 in a period where there was no war in the world. There was none. America was not at war with anybody. There wasn't any reason to join the military. If there was, I would have joined. So it doesn't. You could do more for America than just join the military. You could be a cop. You could be a fireman. You could be a successful businessman. I've always been a successful businessman that's created hundreds of jobs and millions of dollars in taxes that pay for the military salaries and police salaries. So, I mean, I think I've done a lot for my country. When I work 16 hours a day, I'm sacrificing for my country. So I don't know how you meant it. I'm not there to criticize you. But just if anyone heard that, I just want to say I think Trump did plenty for his country, because while I was creating hundreds of jobs and paying millions in taxes, he was creating thousands of jobs and paying billions in taxes. Well, that's good for your country. We all contribute in a different way. I think a businessman or woman is a very big contributor and a very big sacrificer, a very big risk taker. But you're right. He is a good president for our country and good for the military. I hear the music, which means we've run out of time, and it's a shame because lots of calls are waiting. But we got to run. Can't sneak in another one because the time is up. I want to make sure you all know tomorrow's my last day for this week. We'll have Lee Elsie as a guest host on the radio tomorrow. On Wednesday. I'll hear tomorrow. I'll be 2 hours tomorrow on Newsmax TV. I'll be guest host for Joe Pags again. But I'll be here all day tomorrow, radio and TV, and then extra time on TV. And then Wednesday, Lee Elsie in for me on guest hosting on radio of WJJF in New London, Connecticut. I'll be my guest host. And on TV here, I don't know what they're doing. I think they'll probably have maybe Pags guest hosting for me. And then I'll be off Thursday and Friday. So I just want to let you know my schedule the rest of this week. But we love and appreciate all of you. And I appreciate how often you call. When I say to call, you call. And get on the phone with Wayne Root. And I appreciate all of that. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Big holiday week.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.